Yeah, we, you know, our receiver group, we're pretty cocky. You know, we're a confidence team. So, you know, when we tell Mike that we can line up and go against anybody, we can. And we feel like, you know, it's no team in the National Football League that has five DBs like we have five receivers. I mean, we feel like we're the best group in the National Football League. And we always say we'll challenge anyone to that, you know. So it's exciting. You know, when we get opportunity to line up five wide, it's kind of dangerous what we can do because everybody brings something different to the table. But we're very confident in what we can do. And when the game on the line, you know, we tell Mike all the time, put it on our back. Oh, I think they're focused. You know, the ultimate goal is to beat the Steelers, you know. I mean, the Super Bowl hype and all that, you know, I tell guys to enjoy it because if you win it, you win the Super Bowl, you can come back and enjoy all the different activities because there's going to be a lot of activities after the Super Bowl is over. So one thing our goal is and our mindset right now is just to make sure that we win this game. Yeah, the celebration when the confetti's falling down and everyone's running around screaming and crying and all that, that's the main thing. I told him when it's all said and done, I want to be like Reggie White when he won it in 96. He ran to the end zone and held the trophy completely in the air, let the fans know we're bringing this back to Green Bay.
Can you go back to that car story again? Who got the beat-up car? Where did that come from? Could it run through the genesis of that?
It was a nice little game Coach McCarthy decided to play during training camp. And the winner was Brian Bulaga. He won it, and he thought he was going to get a brand-new car.
What did he have to do to win it?
I think we had to either throw or kick football. And I think it was punt. It was punt ball or something like that. And Bulaga ended up doing it. No, it wasn't that. I remember now exactly what happened. We was playing softball, and Bulaga ended up hitting the ball the farthest. And we were second. Jordy Nelson hit a good one, and we were second. We thought we was going to win the car, the receivers. And then the O-line, they put Bulaga up there, and boom, he put one out the park. And when he put it out the park, he went over to open up his gift. And when he took it off, it was all beat up. But he decided he should have took it and fixed it up. That's what I was trying to tell him. I don't even know. It probably was probably a Nissan. But he loved it. He loved it. No. No time soon. No time soon. He is. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, he wants to keep everything fun. He knows how this game can change at any moment, you know. I don't think you need to be on pins and needles all the time, and that's how he is. He feels that he likes to have fun and enjoy his players, and that was another opportunity just to bring the chemistry together with the team.